I'm here with Tom Oliphant, the president of the Motorsport Society here at Warwick, ahead of Wednesday's duel with Coventry. You won't hear many racing cars here because we're in University House and the racing will be taking place at Birmingham Raceway. So Tom, motorsport is obviously the fastest and most glamorous sport in the world, but Varsity is hardly the Monaco Grand Prix. These obviously aren't F1 cars that you can be driving. Tell us a bit about the machinery.
Well, basically, the karts we race are single-engined, four-strokes. They normally do about a maximum of 50 or 60 miles an hour. But obviously, at the indoor track we're racing at, it's quite tight and twisty, so we'll probably get up to about 50 miles an hour.
Pretty quick, really, for a tea tray on wheels.
Yeah, you're very close to the ground, and you feel every bump going around, so it feels a lot quicker than it sounds. It's not like driving a road car around some side streets, but it's fantastic fun, and the karts are really quick for what they are.
What format does the racing take?
Well, our Varsity event is an endurance event, so basically that is a two-hour race with teams of four, or possibly a one-and-a-half-hour race with teams of three. Basically, we have to have pit stops to change drivers, and it's a straight race to the finish.
Obviously, it's not cheap to be a driver. We're always told about how much it costs to get into F1. How much does it cost every year to drive regularly for the university? Do nightclubs have to be put to one side?
Well, we do regular events for all of our members, and basically that's £30 to £35 a go, but this takes up most of a Wednesday afternoon, so it's quite a good value. If you were to do every event, obviously that adds up over the year, and we do inter-university racing and the BUKC as well, so that's a little bit more expensive, but it's well worth the money and the cheapest racing you'll get around.
Is this racing dangerous? Does it hurt if you crash?
Well, any sport's dangerous. It hurts when you get hit and if you come off, but it's so safety conscious. All the safety regulations are really top notch, and it's probably one of the safest sports you could actually compete in.
What's Warwick's form like at the moment? Are you expecting a Sebastian Vettel style cruise to victory, or will Coventry put up a bit of a fight?
Well, Warwick this year have got quite a strong team. Not historically our strongest, but It's a good team to compete with. I'd say this year Coventry have probably got one of their strongest teams that I've seen in the 5 years that I've been at Warwick. So it's going to be a tough race. We're hoping that it'll be a close race because they're always the best to watch and the best to be in. But we're hoping to come out on top slightly.
Who is your motorsport hero?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Having raced for 12 years, haven't really had much time to watch much, but I'd say my favourite F1 driver at the moment is definitely Kimi Raikkonen. However, you've got to take your hats off to Alonso. He's probably the best driver out there.
And finally, imagine this scenario. It's the last lap, Warwick and Coventry are neck and neck, and the Coventry driver makes a move up the inside of you. Do you allow him past like a gentleman, potentially losing your university varsity for the first time in its history, or do you crash into him to stop him like Michael Schumacher?
Well, personally, I'd definitely not let him past. I'd definitely not take the loss. But crashing into him, maybe not. Maybe I'd let him pass for one corner and make sure I do him on the next. If it's a last corner, last lap lunge, then we'd definitely come off.
Thanks for your time, Tom, and that's Wednesday. The event starts at around about 2 o'clock at Birmingham Raceway.